The Morning Minute. Disgraced Clippers owner Donald Sterling is now claiming that he only said those racist things to Vince DiViano to get the draws. Donald says no man is responsible for what he says when he's trying to get some. Well, Donald, you still gotta go, but technically you are right. According to the 28th Amendment, no man shall be held liable for anything said or promised when his manhood is excited. That's called constitutional erection protection, signed by John Hancock. Donald Sterling's wife, Shelly, says that she's 50% owner of the Clippers and the NBA cannot force her to sell. You know, she's probably right. But if the NBA can't force Shelly Sterling to sell, can they at least force her to wear one of those face visors Vince DiViano wears so we don't have to look at her? Ugh. Last night was round one of the NFL draft. Live from New York City, the best of the best were chosen to play professional football for millions of dollars. The Houston Texans had the number one pick, and they selected the hardest hitter on the planet, a straight-up bruiser who gives opponents a beating.
And with the number one pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Portia Stewart.
I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.